In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Final furlong here on G&D. Tobes in for Jeeps. I'm Danny Huhay, hanging out with you guys until 6:30. Linnell is on overtime after us. I think he said before the Nats play in Arizona, it's all young boy tonight. All young boy. So I don't know if that's bad. I don't know if that's good.
Is it MLB young boy?
I don't know.
NFL young boy?
Again, I don't know. He did tell me that young boy is financially secure.
That's good.
I thought that was a nice thing. That's good to hear. That I was like, he makes good sound financial decisions, has like a diverse portfolio of index funds, and has a Roth IRA that he started at a young age. He gets compounding interest every 7 years. His $1,000 becomes two, right? I mean, that's on average with your annual rate of return.
That's what you want, yes.
That's what you want. It sounds like he made those kind of decisions. I don't know how Linnell knows that. Welcome back to the show. Reacting to the live news here that, again, thanks to tip of the old cap to Russian Machine Never Breaks, Nastya Ovechkin, Alexander Ovechkin's wife, via translation of an interview she gave in Russian, Alexander still has a contract for a year, so we will play the next season, then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia. Yes, kind of confirming what a lot of us already thought. This is going to be his last go-round. Taking your live reactions. Just sort of thinking about all the different angles from it, right? We'll have plenty to talk about when it comes to Ovechkin, because there's plenty of good memories, plenty of positives, plenty of great things. That goal record is not going anywhere for a long time, if ever. So for me, Tobes, the question I've got kind of top of my head right now at 800-636-1067 is, how would this have gone if there wasn't any information out there about it?
Yeah.
Right? It's never easy. Even for superstar athletes, for people that love attention, myself included, to receive kind of that public adulation. I'll give you the example. This is not even close to the same, but bear with me. When you get married, right, you have engagement parties. People want to throw you events, like, you know, the wedding shower or whatever. And at the engagement party, I talk on the radio, and I do stand-up. I'm fine in front of people. I promise you. I'm good at it.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just fine at doing it. In fact, I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world. But when you're standing there and someone's toasting you and they're going, we're so happy for these people. They're so great. The blah, 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 blah. And they're going on and on. You're just sort of standing there like, I don't know what to do. And it's weird.
Yeah,
now, it's
I'm
nice
sure.
Because it comes from a wonderful place. And it's beautiful. And it's your loved ones, your friends, the people closest to you are saying these really kind things. And it is a great experience. Everyone, you know, should get to go through it. But I'm telling you, on the smallest of small scales that everybody gets to experience, I remember feeling like, God, this is weird. I'm uncomfortable a little bit, right?
Everybody talking about how good you are, all these great things about you.
Well, now do that here. There, everywhere, every city, every team, every time you go to Winnipeg, to Dallas, to Vegas, to wherever, to Utah, The Utah Hockey Club or the Yeti, whatever the hell, the cooler box. What are they?
Mammoth.
The Mammoth. The Utah Woolies are going to say nice stuff about you. I get not wanting to go through that.
100%.
But I also get wanting that. I don't have a good answer to this. It just seems to me, having, I've gotten to know him personally, I've never actually spoken to him in person. Just having seen how he operates, it's more, I like to goof around with the boys. I want to do that Instagram live kind of video thing, like when he was on, when it was McAfee's introducing people.
Yeah.
The boys get to see his personality. The rest of us, maybe not quite as much. And I don't get the sense that he would want to do that victory tour.
Yeah, I don't know that he wants to either, but I also don't know. It's tough to say. I don't think he's going to get a choice. Like,
you
sure,
know?
He's going to get
Can
a choice.
Can you avoid it?
But I don't know that he's going to be able to. And I'm kind of buying. I forget who the caller was.
It was Charles,
Yeah, brought up a really good point that, you know, his wife's not going to come out of left field and be like, hey, he's done after next year. And he's like, what? I am? Like, I don't think she's throwing out the decree that, Alex, you're done after next year. I don't think so. I think it's something that they've talked about and maybe just throwing a little chum in the water and just getting people ready and understanding that this is going to be it. And again, this isn't shocking. If you put two and two together, you would have seen this coming. And I think for him, it's just going to be an opportunity for everybody to kind of get ready for this announcement that's going to come at some point from him. And I kind of buy that theory and that, you know, he's not going to be able to just say, hey, don't recognize me my last go around. People are going to do it. You know, even if it's just a simple thing in the arena that it's a minute video in between a break in the action. And it's like, hey, thanks, Alex, for everything. Mm-hmm. And the whole crowd, wherever you're at, is chanting Ovi and all that stuff. I think he's going to get that. But I really do believe that the point that I made at the end of last hour, I believe is very real for him. I don't want to come back just for adulation. I want to come back with a real chance to win the cup. I want to come back with what we did this past season and seeing how it weighed at the end of the year on all the extra stuff. Let's focus on hockey. There's going to be little ceremonies. There's going to be stuff throughout the year that's going to happen that's going to be special, that's not going to be, you know, happen in other seasons of hockey. You're going to have to adjust to some of that. But I think he's going to realistically say, like, look, the focus still needs to be, I want to win a Stanley Cup. And maybe they could end up in a situation again where they were, you know, where they were last season, where they were so far ahead that the last couple weeks of the season, they took their foot off the gas. I don't think they want to do that again. But if it's something then where at the end of the year, you know, and I think hockey would understand. They haven't released a schedule for last year, for next year, have they?
Not that I know of. They could have, and I missed it.
I mean, is it appropriate that the Penguins play here to finish the year next year, do you think? Like, if that's going to be the case, and, like, then you can have, like, ceremonies and different stuff to have that sort of thing kind of wrap up the regular season going into, hopefully, a lengthy playoff run. But I don't know how you balance that either, though, Danny. Like, he wants to win a cup. I'm sure about that. But I don't know how you balance, hey, recognize me, but don't not too much. Like, I don't know how you balance that.
I don't either. And that's why I'm surprised that you know, this has gotten out, quote-unquote. So I just got a tweet. I bet Funny Danny. Toby's at Toby_Altizer. And Marcus just said, I think we're making too much of the Caps email from yesterday. Now, whereas the wife is kind of the smoking gun, so to speak, right?
Correct.
Where she's saying this is what our plan is, like quite literally in an interview in a publication. So I tend not to, and maybe I'm naive in that regard, but I think there's some kind of internal communication that has gone on. I think this organization is too well connected. And what I mean is, I understand normally a sales guy is just sort of going, you know, how am I going to move the merch? How am I going to sell the tickets, right? But I feel like Chris Patrick and Mac and the coaching staff and everybody, they got their 5-year, they got their 3-year, they got their 1-year, they got all the plans that you could have and want, and then plan Bs for if and when. They know what prospects coming up right now when, but that could change given the way somebody plays. They know what they think of LaPierre. They know what they think of name that sixth or seventh defenseman in the organization when his time is, and he could change that time frame. They got a plan for that too. They're too good. And my point is, when those kind of conversations are had, you need to start involving high level folks when it's Ovechkin, not when it's Nick Dowd. And I love Nick Dowd, but you see what I'm saying? Nick Dowd's awesome.
Yeah.
But Nick Dowd moving on isn't the same as the greatest goal scorer ever to live moving on, who's been a legend here, who's cut across multiple different regimes, teams, builds, etc. This whole Rock the Red era is his. So when he's involved, I think more conversations happen. And I think more people are in the know about this and what the plan is than have been let on. I'm not calling it, this isn't like a Snyder Redskins sinister correct. Thing where it's some sort of secret cabal where they're trying to control some bad narrative. This is good. This is all positive stuff, right? But I do think that email yesterday meant something. Caps PR did what they're supposed to do. They walked it back. Now that we have this interview out there, it kind of makes me revisit and go, yeah, that's maybe more what I thought.
When do you think, assuming this is correct, when do you think this decision was made? Is this something that Ovi's always planned? These are my final 2 years. You know, he played out this season. He broke the record. Understanding he wanted to break the record. He broke the record and then said, you know what? I'll play out the entirety of the contract and I'm done. Do you think it was something that, man, this season was a blast. Let's run it back and we'll see how long it goes. And then the Carolina series happened. You wonder, like, when was this decision made, if that's truly the case?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised at the end of the regular season, the way things were going, Danny, if he's like, I can play 2 more years. I can play next year and then another. But then did the Carolina series maybe change his mind a little bit, saying, man, I'm really enjoying playing this game. And like I said, I think he still wants to win a Stanley Cup, but he's looking at himself, man, I don't know that I can be as helpful as I'd like to be in a series against like a Carolina. And so he's maybe thinking last year, the contract, maybe that's when I hang it up. I'm curious when, if this is truly the case that next year is he's done, when did that decision become a reality?
Here's another quote from this story. Again, hat tip to Russian Machine Never Breaks. He didn't show it, but I understand how hard it was for him, Ovechkin's wife said. So I repeat, I waited for Sasha to score faster and relax. He has his last season next year, and I want him to simply enjoy what he loves, to simply enjoy this last.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Last season. The reason I read that is, again, just to emphasize last season, right? Second part, though, is when the decision was made. I think this year we underestimated how much of a grind it was. I think we were talking about it and going, hey, this is amazing, this is cool, this is awesome, because it was all those things. But I think about some of the great athletes that I've, you know, had the privilege of getting to know over the years, and the first name that comes to mind with this thing, this part I'm about to address, is Ryan Zimmerman. So we know Zim's injury history, right? And it used to be Zim, as a 22 or 23, 24-year-old, you show up to the ballpark, you do your work, you go through pregame, you stretch, you lift, you do all the things you're supposed to do, and you do whatever. You come back the next day. If you want to have a beer after the game, you can, right? You're fine. You're world-class. You're an athlete. Well, eventually, you turn 35. You've had a shoulder. You've had an oblique. You've had a hamstring blowout. You've had this and that. And now, just to do the thing that you've always been able to do, you've got to put in 3, 4, 5, or 6 times the work dealing with the stretching and the masseuse and the Theragun and the recovery and the cold tub and the hot plunge and the plunge tub and the tub tub and the tugboat, everything in between, just to be able to take 3 bets that night. And that's the grind. Ovechkin has always been this machine drinking Coca-Cola Classic on the bench that never slows down for any reason because he's superhuman. I think that leg break, and I think that
interesting.
I think that goal scoring grind, where he finally was like, whereas the rest of us would have been like, 10 years ago,
yeah,
you know, stand out there for all 2 minutes of the power play. I think this year finally was the first grind because of the pressure, because of everything that went with it, because of the injury. So at some point, I think maybe at the end of this season is when he probably said, I think next year is going to be the last one. Just because this is a lot now, right? And I think it took a lot out of him. And again, it's a credit to him, and it makes it's that much more amazing with all the stuff surrounding that you just go, I'll just go ahead and do it this year. I know the math wasn't really on my side at the beginning of last year where I had like 5 goals at the All-Star break. Watch this bleep. Watch me do this. And that pace he was on, it's superhuman and it was ridiculous. I think that took, again, who have I talked to? It's just you and me sitting in a room talking, but this is me just sort of working out my brain. I think the grind of this year solidified that decision.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense. I mean, the amount of work that he had to put in to get ready for the year, because by the way, remember, but what we were talking about last season, when he struggled early in the season, it took him a little bit to get going. And then this year, I think because of the failure in the playoffs last year, he came in rolling, Danny. He was ready to go. So he clearly was putting in work this offseason to get ready for this year. He was motivated. And then he goes down with the injury. And then all the extra work that has to go into rehabbing an injury, specifically on your leg, right? And you have to be able to do all this stuff to stay in shape. Also, you're trying to rehab the injured leg, all that stuff. And then getting back out there and still playing at an incredibly high level. Yeah, I think it did wear on him. And you obviously hear it in this interview from his wife that it wore on him. I think the pressure that I think we all understood, like, oh, he's going to break it, especially as he got closer and closer. As much as we pretend like these guys in locker rooms don't hear the stuff that's going around, see the stuff, like they at least notice it. Like there's no chance that they don't. They're getting asked questions about it, or guys around them are getting asked questions about it. They hear the stuff. So you don't think that as he's getting closer and closer, he's feeling the pressure, even though he knows he's going to break it at some point, right? He understands where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
He's assuming nothing catastrophic happens. He's going to get there. I think him diving on the ice after he broke the record is probably just a little bit of a finally,
yep,
right? I get to celebrate this, but a weight is off my shoulders. I think you could almost see it as that ceremony started. Just the look in his eyes as he could take a deep breath and he'd finally passed it. And I think you're right that it probably just took so much out of him that he said, look, that was so much to get through 1 year. How many more times can I realistically do that? Maybe I'll do it one more time just for a fun ride with the boys because he enjoys.
Yeah, I'll make $9.5 billion and go be a superhero with my home,
yes,
club in Russia. I mean, the equivalent would be like, I don't know, Kevin Durant winning a couple more championships and finishing with the scoring record and then playing one last year in Washington or something. You,
yeah,
know what I mean? Even though it's not exactly analogous because he never played here and Ovi came up through that org, but it's like that one last homecoming and you return to your homeland.
Yeah.
I get it, man.
And I mean, how many times do you hear athletes when they're talking about the end? They're like, the second you start thinking about it and saying, I don't know, that's when you kind of have to be, I'd rather go out. And I think for him too, the great part about it is regardless of what happens next season, and he had a 40-goal year to break the record in his age 39 year.
Amazing.
Right? And they were the top team in the Eastern Conference. Yes, they disappointed overall in the playoffs, losing to a Carolina, but it was a great season. And regardless of what happens next year, it's not like you can say, oh, Ovi fell off at the end. No, he did not. He, yeah, never did. Never did.
It's very well put. So that's where we're acting. I'm sure there's going to be more on this. There'll be plenty more discussion about the greatest athlete in D.C. history. Sounds like hanging him up after this coming year. This program brought to you by our friends at Condor and Morad that can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We don't actually have a Nats lineup tonight, so we'll preview the game. It is time for the leadoff Toby and I will do that for you. The leadoff brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Tobes, no lineup just yet, but Merrill Kelly on the bump opposite Jake Irvin. A couple of guys that have actually pitched pretty well this year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this lineup last night too, though. The way that they were able to get things going. And it's nice to see some of these young guys, Dalen Lyle coming through, Robert Hassel coming through. Interested, Merrill Kelly is not someone with tremendous stuff, but 5-2 record, 3.52 ERA.
Just one of those pros.
Yeah, you know? Just one of those guys. The thing that's interesting about this, Danny, is the way they've gone about approaching when they face a righty on the hill is they just throw all lefties out there. I kind of like the approach. It's very analytical, right? Throwing all the lefties out there. See if they do that again in this series. They did it for all three against Seattle. But two guys that probably gritting their way through each start, right? Jake Irvin doesn't have the best stuff either all the time, but I think it's going to be a fun one here in Arizona. Arizona kind of scuffling a little bit. Washington played pretty good baseball their last couple weeks or so. Interesting to see how they do before they come back home against the Cubs.
Yeah, Irvin has been really good of late, coming off a tremendous start here the other night, where 8 shutout, no run runs, 7 punchies, his best start of the season. Certainly one of the best starts maybe of his career, probably was the best start of his career, top of my head. But maybe, you know, of late, all of a sudden, as I said, the ERA has dropped. I think it is 4 consecutive starts. The numbers have gotten a little bit better. Maybe one blip in there. But that's the point, is that he's pitching well after some early hiccups. Kind of learning how to pitch again. I mean, the velocity has been down a mile
an
hour.
Very down, which is weird.
Or 2 miles an hour on average, which is usually an alarm bell would start to go off, whether it's an injury or something else. But he's been a workhorse, and he has found a way to pitch and get outs, which you don't see anymore. It's usually like the velocity's down, send him down, shut him down, it's over. But I think having maybe a Trevor Williams on the staff or having Sean Doolittle there to kind of offer some analytical approaches to help change eye line, to help pitch off of certain things where you locate a fastball one spot, then you tunnel 2 different looks off of that, makes everything play up. So Jake Irvin has been really good. That ERA, as you said, in the mid-3s. So Diamondbacks, Nationals, tonight you can hear the game right here. You know what else you can hear right here is Lynell Willingham next for Overtime. Tobes, a blast to hang out with you this week, my friend.
Always
really, really
fun,
good.
Man.
Yes,
always
sir. Have a great weekend for Rhino, for Darris, for Little Top, for Lynell, who you'll hear next. I'm Danny Ruye. This is Grant Danny on the Fan. We'll be back at it on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, not that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.